Welcome to News Video Clip. Today we have a really weird story with Donald Trump. And we have a weird story with Donald Trump like every single day. But this one is so weird, it actually offended a lot of his evangelical Christian supporters. And what he did was he posted a meme of himself that looks like Jesus, and he's got his hand on some guy like he's healing him. And then in his other hand, there's some sort of weird glowing look. And then behind him, there's all these kind of weird creatures flying behind him. There's like this heavenly glow. And it's really strange. And it was so weird, it actually offended some of his MAGA Christian supporters, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said, "I completely denounce this and I'm praying against it." So good for you, Marjorie. That's like the first time you've gotten it right in a long time. But just like a broken clock, you can be right once a day. And I think Trump actually realized that he was getting a lot of blowback on this. So what he did was he was asked by a reporter why he posted this, and he told a massive lie. Let's take a look at it.
Picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ.
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor, and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, "How did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better."
Okay, yeah, he makes people a lot better because he's going to be cutting their Medicaid in 2027. Millions of people are going to lose their health care. So, yeah, he's just like a doctor making people feel a lot better. Yeah, sure. Anybody buying that? Well, I'll tell you what, let's be fair and let's go back and take a second look at this picture because I certainly don't want to be unfair to President Trump. Here's a picture, once again. Yeah, that's supposed to be a doctor, folks. Funny enough, I'm going to be seeing a doctor this week. And if she walks in dressed like that, and her hands are glowing, and there's things behind her flying, I'm going to run like hell. Okay? So you can have that weird kind of doctor. Now, speaking of doctors, here is a real doctor. His name is Mark Siegel, and he was on Fox News. And he was complaining about how there is a low fertility rate among American women, especially 15-year-old girls. They're just not having enough babies.
Absolutely. We still have 3.6 million births a year, but the problem is teens and young adults. From ages 15 to 19, the fertility rate is down 7%, and it's down 70% over the last two decades, meaning we're telling people that are young not to have babies, to wait till they're in a more stable life situation, till they're more financially secure. Maybe they haven't found the right partner.
Okay, so he says this is a problem that not enough 15-year-olds are having babies because they're not financially secure. No, actually, that's the solution. 15-year-olds should not be having kids they cannot financially support or emotionally support. It's not a good idea to have children having children, okay? That's not a good idea. But I think where he's getting this is there's sort of this conspiracy among right-wingers, especially Elon Musk, that there are going to be too many brown babies in this country because of immigration. And so white people need to start having a lot more babies so they don't get outnumbered by the brown people. But the idea that these white 15-year-old girls should be having babies they can't afford is absolutely ridiculous. And Dr. Mark Siegel ought to be ashamed of himself. He's absolutely out of his mind. Anyways, If you want to read more about these stories, we do have links below the video, right to our website. And we back up exactly what we say, unlike the right-wing Newtbot podcasters like Joe Rogan and Tim Pool and Benny Johnson, who just sit behind a microphone and they lie and they cash a check. We actually back up what we say on News Video Clip. Alrighty, so we'll see you next time with more stories.